Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today we're going to be taking a look at more television musicals. However, it's not going to be all nostalgia for those of you who love the older shows. We've got two more recent productions to look at as well. In fact, one of them is really not even a musical yet. It's on its way to becoming a musical, but right now it's a cluster of some wonderful songs that were featured in a television show that they are hoping to get on Broadway, possibly in 2018.
Well, the television show was called Smash, and it had a two-season run a few years back, and everybody who was interested in theater that I knew was absolutely addicted to Smash. And two of the characters on Smash were a songwriting team played by Deborah Messing and Christian Borle. Supposedly, they wrote a musical about Marilyn Monroe called Bombshell. And we have the score of Bombshell, although as of yet, we don't know who's writing the book for the Broadway production, which is supposed to come out sometime this year. It had a one-performance concert production without a book. It had a narrator to explain how the songs would fit into the biography of Marilyn Monroe, but I don't know who wrote the text that the narrator used. All of the songs are related to the career of Marilyn Monroe. And we're going to start off with a song which would be considered Marilyn's ambition song. It's called Let Me Be Your Star. And this is from a 2013 CD called Bombshell, which features the supposed score of this Marilyn musical. The performers here are Catherine McPhee and Megan Hilty.
So another man says that he can't compete, that he can't love a moving target. So another affair gets an incomplete. Well, it's time to adjust my plan. 'Cause when I'm up there on the silver screen, I can make the whole world one more machine. So I can't have the love of a single man, but a million or more. Well, that I care. Fading on a girl with a hunger for fame, and a face and a name to remember. The past fades away, because as of this day, Norma Jean's gone. She's moving on. Her smile and your fantasies play a duet that will make you forget where you are. The music starts playing. It's the beat of her heart. Your star.
From Bombshell, you heard Let Me Be Your Star, performed by Catherine McPhee and Megan Hilty.
We have a duet next for the young Norma Jean, whose last name was Mortensen on her birth certificate, but spelled differently from the man her mother, Gladys Baker, claimed was her father. And Bernadette Peters will play that mother, who was a film cutter in one of the studios. And she was not really the sanest of all mothers, as you know if you know the story. Our young Norma Jean is Sophia Caruso. The title of the song is At Your Feet.
Darling, every Saturday it's our tradition. I give you a nickel for a day's admission. Then mommy has to run. Oh, but that won't stop your fun, 'cause you get to see whose shoes you fit. Hey, Grauman, can you babysit?
Mom, do you have to leave me alone here?
Norma Jean, you know I have to work. And what do you mean alone? This place is full of people. And not just people, stars. Nothing bad could ever happen to you here. Some folks wish on stars above. They want money, fame, and love. We like our stars more concrete. So the stars that you wish are not at your feet. Some like night to dream what's not. We prefer this sunny spot to see the light and feel the heat. Where the stars that you're wishing on are at your feet. I have to work each Saturday, so my baby sees the matinee. You watch the movie, then rush out and put your left foot and your right foot in and shake those dreams about. Most girls dream to touch the sky. Wide awake is when we fly down the boulevard where it's hard to not feel high. When you hear the song and feel the beat, 'cause the stars that you're wishing on are at your feet. Now go on, Norma Jean, go see whose hands match yours.
Mama, who's your favorite?
Mary Pickford, Clara Bow. Their impressions make a show. And you're in a front row seat where the stars that you're wishing on are at your feet. Tap in time with Fred Astaire. Maybe someday you'll be there. Ginger Rogers can't compete when the stars that you're wishing on are at your feet. We don't watch the skies for a star's ascent. We prefer a square of wet cement with famous names that fill the screen. And maybe someday one will spell out Norma Jean.
Maybe someday one will spell out Norma Jean.
It's showtime, let the dream begin. With each star who's ever been, step inside the footsteps that you should.
From Bombshell, that was Bernadette Peters as Gladys Baker, Marilyn Monroe's mother, and Sophia Caruso as the young Norma Jean with the chorus, with a song entitled At Your Feet.
Well, Bombshell as a musical doesn't really exist, but the New York Times said Bombshell doesn't exist, but its songs are real hits. And in an interview, Deborah Messing, who played the character of the lyricist Julia Houston, said, "There's a real musical here if they get a really talented book writer." So if the show makes it to Broadway this year, we'll find out whether they found that really good book writer. There were a number of men in Marilyn Monroe's life, and her second husband was baseball player Joe DiMaggio. The score features a duet for Marilyn and Joe, backed by the chorus, celebrating their first date. The song is called History is Made at Night, and it features Megan Hilty, Will Chase as Joe DiMaggio, and the chorus.
Things I wanna show you can't be written down. Let my lips do the teaching.
Turn Turn off the camera, kick your shoes off for this scene. You should be sitting down. Yeah, sitting close enough for reaching.
Turn down the lamp, for the last page has been turned.
When the dawn's breaking through,
we can stop and review
all the lessons you'll have learned. 'Cause history is made at night, so close the books, turn off the light and listen. Let my heart be the teacher, no one here to disapprove, as we review the lessons you've been missing. Let the moon be our only light, 'cause history is made and shine. I see the questions burning in your eyes, or is it just reflections of the stars high above you?
Oh, I'm just your student, and I hope you won't be shy. Please make corrections. Yeah, on the sweetest way to love you.
Come whisper close, tell me just when to say when.
Then we'll sleep through the day.
Then whenever you say that's when school begins again. 'Cause history is made at night, so close the books, turn off the light and listen. Let my heart be the teacher, no one here to disapprove, as we review the lessons you've been. Let the moon be our only light, 'cause history is made at night.
Come here. Oh, yeah, someday they'll write lots of books about our fame and glory.
But if all their reports are just movies and sports, they'll be missing the whole story.
From the score of Bombshell by Mark Shaiman and Scott Reset, you heard Megan Hilty, Will Chase, and the chorus sing History is Made at Night.
Ted mentioned the many men in Marilyn Monroe's life, and if I tell you that the next song is entitled Our Little Secret, you might be able to guess the man. Here is Catherine McPhee as Marilyn and Julian Ovenden as JFK with Our Little Secret.
If our lives were a movie, I'd know what to do. I'd write every scene with my heart. An RKO picture that stars me and you. And this time, I'd learn my part. I'd paint you some scenery. We'd sing and we'd dance. from morning till late afternoon. And when that scene is done, then I take down the sun, and for you, darling, I'll hang the moon. We'd wake up to sunshine like lights on a set. You'd reach out and there'd be my hand. All day there'd be music, a perfect duet that flows from the white baby grand. At night when you're frightened, I'll play you to sleep that melody from Clair de Lune. And to fill up the sky, past the clouds I would fly, and for you, darling, I'll hang the moon. Hang the moon forever, so you'd never fear the darkness I've known. Moon protect Norma Jean, so that she'll never be alone, never alone. If our lives were a movie, then you'd be the star, 'cause now I know the role I should play, to applaud all you do, all the things that you are, and just be there on opening day. I know in the past that the lines were all wrong and the music was never in tune, but the wish that I make is for just one more take, because then, darling, I'll hang the moon. Then you'll know, no, I love you each time that you feel the light. If our lives were a movie and I'd cut away all the moments when I wasn't there,
the scenes that are happy are all that will stay. The rest will dissolve into air.
As the final reel ends, we might both shed a tear, for the ending is coming up soon. But when the screen fades to black, we can smile and look back. And for you, darling, I'll hang the
Our final song from the score of Bombshell featured Catherine McPhee as Marilyn Monroe and Julian Ovenden as JFK with the song Our Little Secret.
We have our next television musical coming up, and that's Little Women, a 1958 television musical version by Richard Adler. It was 1 hour long, and if I saw it, it made no impression on me whatsoever, but its LP recording quickly became a collector's item. In this version of Little Women, Jeanne Carson plays Jo, who opens the musical part of the show with How Do You Write a Book?
What's the solution? It's wrecking my brain. In fact, it's wrecking my whole constitution. It's It's not the usual thing about boys and girls and holding hands and kissing. I couldn't care less about things like that. There's something else in me that's missing. What a dilemma. How can I solve it? I know I won't sleep until I know how to resolve it. I've never yet been upset about looking plain, and it's plain that I'm not pretty. I couldn't care less about things like that, but now I'm brimming with self-pity. 'Cause I've got a problem. Where's the solution? And if I don't figure it out, I'll end up in an institution. How do you write a book? Where to begin it? I know the end and the middle, but the riddle is how to get in it. I've got the paper and pen and ink, but I can't seem to think. I know I'm on the brink of something great. How do you write a book? How do you start it? And if I don't learn soon, I'm gonna be broken-hearted. I'm a poet, I know it. I'm sensitive, ethereal, and I've loads and loads and loads of great material. And here in my studio, I want to write of what I know. There's Marmee, our wonderful sweet Marmee, doing her household chores, sewing our pinafores. And then, of course, there's Papa in the army. Sister Amy, filling us with chuckles, eating jelly beans in classes, hard on our knuckles. And Beth, the middle one, so benevolent, angel of mercy, she is heaven sent. Meg is the oldest, Meg has a suitor, Meg, you better watch out for a certain flirting tutor. So you see, there's lots to say. I could write it in a play, but it isn't quite the same when you're after bigger game. How do you write a book? How do you do it? And the question is, if I start, can I ever get through it? Guess I won't find happiness till I'm a big success and my banner's unfurled in the publishing world. Josephine
Jeannie Carson sang How Do You Write a Book from Richard Adler's 1958 television musical version of Little Women. And the only thing anybody seems to remember about this TV musical is that Margaret O'Brien, who was playing Beth March, didn't die.
Florence Henderson was the Meg in this cast, and we've got a song for her. This one is entitled Love, I Mean.
Showing when I stare at him there? Is it there in my stare, love, I mean love? Can he hear it in things that I say, love, I mean? Does it glow in my eyes, love, I mean? I mean love.
From the cast of the 1958 television musical version of Little Women, you heard Florence Henderson with Love, I Mean.
Just as Joe dominates the book of Little Women, Jeanie Carson, as Joe dominates the musical. Here is her song called Man of the Family.
I'm the man of a family, now the papa is away. Yes, I'm the man of a family, so you gotta do the things I say. Amy, don't just stand there like a lunatic. Bring my slippers double quick. Meg, have you got a wooden leg? Well, then get me a pipe or I'll give you a swipe. And Beth, 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 Beth never lets me catch my breath, breath. Hacking away at the crotchety scales I hate. How the heck do you expect me to concentrate? I put a ban on playing Hannah, and if you break it, then I'll shoot you with a cannon. Remember, you must not neglect to show the proper deep respect to the man of the family, and that's me. I'm the man of the family, now the papa's gone to war. Yes, I'm the man of the family, so that makes me your superior. No more pinning up my dresses, no more silly frilly dresses, no more lacy pantalettes for my attire. I'll wear a pair of pants instead, I'll wear a derby on my head. Throw away my coprine jar and smoke a nasty old cigar, and I'll be known as Mr. Joseph March Esquire. And no more lowering of lashes and femininely acting flirtsy-wirtsy. And no more I'll have to fall flat on my face and be shamed for exposing petticoat lace, be the subject of gossip, a social disgrace, when I trip while trying to curtsy. Amen. I'll never, 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 ever curtsy again, again. So girls, you better take the vow to stand aside and scrape and bow to the man of the family, and that's me.
She's the man of the family, so we mustn't disobey.
Yes, I'm the man of the family, so you better jump or I may.
Joe, your action will offend a major faction of our gender. You cannot reject the female attitude. To your knees you'd better tumble, be contrite and plainly humble. As a future mother, show your gratitude.
Sorry, I cannot accept your platitude.
Joe is a mustache, ain't it a whopper? Slick as a licorice, it makes her look like Papa.
I'm the man of the family, so I'll protect you from the enemy.
Thank you.
Jeannie Carson sang Man of the Family from Richard Adler's score for Little Women.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Television Musicals Part 4 on The Dress Circle. We've included one more song from the score of Little Women by Richard Adler, and this one goes to Marmee, who in this television version was performed by Reza Stevens. Here she is to sing about the letter that Marmee gets from her husband. From Richard Adler's 1958 score for Little Women, the television musical, that was Reza Stevens with The Letter.
Our next musical is Alice Through the Looking Glass, a 1966 television musical by Charlap and Simmons. A friend of mine who is a Lewis Carroll expert said this was an atrocious, ugly mess, but it had an all-star cast. Judy Rollin was Alice, and some of the people she meets on her adventures are played by Roy Castle, Robert Coote, Richard Denning, Jimmy Durante, Nanette Fabre, Ricardo Montalban, Agnes Moorehead, Jack Palance, and the Smothers Brothers. We're going to hear from some of them now. Our first song is called There Are Two Sides to Everything, and it features the vocal talents, or lack thereof, of Nanette Fabre, Agnes Moorehead, Robert Coote, Ricardo Montalban, and the chorus.
There are two sides to everything. You see what you see. What you don't see is also there as plain as can be. And it's quite immaterial which way you're satisfied. Someone else will always see the other side. There are two sides to everyone, to me and to you. What we are or we aren't is a mere point of view. Though a king is imperial when he's enthroned and when he's crowned, he's an ordinary fellow turned around.
Take a cat take a mouse. Very frightened, very small, but that mouse to a girl is 10 feet tall.
Take a girl to a male, she's meek and mild, but that girl drives another female wild. Take a rose, you may sniff it all you please, but that rose makes another person sneeze.
Take a tea, it's a drink the ladies pour, but a tea makes the golfer holler for.
Take a trunk, it's a place to put your clothes, but a trunk to an elephant's a nose.
Take a cake, it's delicious to your taste, but that cake puts a pound around your waist.
Take a pearl, it's a treasure to the rich,
but that pearl to an oyster is an itch.
There are two sides to everything, the real and the dream. Things can be what they are, or they can be what they seem.
And by some lonely miracle, the side that's real to you is a dream.
From the score of Alice Through the Looking Glass, you heard Ninette Fabre, Agnes Moorehead, Robert Coote, Ricardo Montalban, and the chorus sing There Are Two Sides to Everything. And that was about the only song from the score by Charlap and Simmons that had any life whatsoever outside the score.
Well, I had fun with this musical, or I remember it clearly being on television. And even though it wasn't close to the Alice in Wonderland or Alice Through the Looking Glass that I had read, I still liked it because everybody looked like they were having a great time and were making fun of themselves sometimes in what they were doing. And two of those people were the Smothers Brothers, Tom and Dick, as Tweedledum and Tweedledee. I really remember them fondly and their number called The Backwards Alphabet. Here they are to perform it with Judy Rawlin.
Z-Y-X and W-V-U, T-S-R-Q-P-O-N-M-L-K, J-I-H, G-F-E-D-C-B-A, we say the backwards alphabet. It's complex, a trouble to learn too, but you can do it, put your mind to it, that's the way. Now everybody say it, or you can do the backwards alphabet. It's handy to know for words that may go exactly the same from front to back. How else would you spell L-E-V-E-L on the level? Ain't it the devil? Why don't you give it a whack? Z-Y-X and W-V-U, T-S-R-Q-P-O-N-M-L-K, J-I-H, G-F-E-D-C-B-A, and that's the backwards alphabet.
You've got it twisted, I must insist, it's A-B-C and D-E-F, G-H-I-J-K-L-N-M-O-P.
Oh, no, no, it never could go, so you must learn the backwards alphabet.
That's not right, it's terribly impolite to make me foolish,
stubborn and mulish.
Can't you see how odd it would be for me to do the backwards alphabet? Take I before E, except after C. Example, I quote, retrieve, receive.
And yet you apply the E before I, when it's either ditto for neither.
What are you gonna believe?
Z, Y, X, and W, V, U. I think I'll get it if I just let it sink right in.
Come on, down and begin it. Well, you can do the backwards alphabet.
Z-Y-X-W-B-U-T-S-R-Q-P-O-N-M-L-K-J-I-H-G-F-E-D-C-B.
The Smothers Brothers, Tom and Dick, as Tweedledum and Tweedledee, along with Judy Rowland with the backwards alphabet.
Judy Rowland as Alice comes back for our next song, which is a duet Alice sings with Humpty Dumpty. And Humpty Dumpty is performed by Jimmy Durante. The name of the song, "'Twas Brillig."
"'Twas Brillig and the slimy toasted Gar and Gimble.
Sound each syllable trippingly until your tongue is nimble.
All mimsy were the burrow goes, but what is mimsy?
Half of it is miserable, the other half is flimsy. Beware, beware, the Jabberwock, my son.
I'm not your son.
Be quiet, I've just begun. Beware, beware, the Jub-Jub bird and shun. The fooliest, fooliest bandersnatch, that's chorus number one.
"'Twas Brillig and the slimy toastings, also jumble.
It's remarkably clear to me, especially when it's mumbled.
Oh, mimsy, where the burrow goes, it's quite confusing.
It's really very simple, it just takes a bit of using. Beware, beware, the Jabberwock will be the very worst of everything you'll see. He lies in wait besides the tum-tum tree, the sniffling, whiffling Jabberwock, that's chorus number three.
If that was chorus number three, you skipped the second.
Sounded skippingly on the tongue to learn the way it's reckoned. 'Twas Brillig and the slighty toes. Now jump to mimsy.
It's just a lot of double talk.
Oh, no, it's not. It's whimsy. Beware, beware, the Jabberwock, my son.
You're back to one.
Be quiet, I've just begun. Beware, beware, the Jub-Jub bird and shun. The fooliest, poomiest bandersnatch. And now the song is done.
From Alice Through the Looking Glass, Judy Rowland and Jimmy Durante performed "'Twas Brillig." When this came out on LP in 1966, I believe it was on RCA, and it has been recently reissued on CD by Masterworks Broadway.
Well, another thing that sold this recording and this performance to me were the two queens. Two of my favorite performers played the Red and White Queens. They were Nanette Fabre and Agnes Moorehead. Yes, Agnes Moorehead sings, sorta. But hey, she's Agnes Moorehead. She can do no wrong in my book. Here they are with the chorus to sing "Alice is Coming to Tea."
Tables with tea and crumpets. Summon the guardsmen to guard the palace. Alice is coming to tea
with me.
With me. Alice is coming to tea. Tidy the ballroom and sweep the throne room. Open the guest room. She'll have her own room. Give her the gold plate and silver chalice. Alice is coming to tea
with me.
With me. Alice is coming to tea. I'll ask the Red Queen and the Red King, and maybe I might see fit to invite the grandfather's clock, and there'll be Lester, the charming jester. Tweedledee, Tweedledum, everybody will come except the Jabberwock. Hang up the lanterns and light the tapers. Send the announcements to all the papers. Tell them the White Queen is in her belly. Alice is coming to tea
with me.
With me, Alice is coming to tea. the carpets and hide the banners. Practice your curtsies and mind your manners. Scatter the roses throughout the palace.
Palace.
He's coming to tea with me.
With me. With me. With me. With me to tea.
Put on the ball gowns and get the gloves out. Open the cages and let the dogs out. Let there be singing without the palace. Palace is coming to tea
with me.
With me to tea. Oh, there'll be music and there'll be dancing. The dukes and the lords will rattle their swords. Bow to the clock, a coronation. A celebration is a joy to the crowd, everybody aloud, except the Jabberwock. Let all the bells ring in every steeple. Send the announcement to all the people. Tell them a movie is in the palace. Alice is coming to tea.
Well, listening to that song, Nanette Fabre and Agnes Moorehead as the White and Red Queens with the chorus singing Alice is Coming to Tea, I realized that this was on television 52 years ago, and I remember it so well. It's a bit frightening, and I think that's because everyone just seemed to be having such a good time, regardless of his or her talents, that actually came through the television to an 8-year-old who was sitting there with his mouth open for most of the musical.
Well, our next musical was an episode on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and it was in 2002, and it had its own original cast recording. Like the recording of Bombshell you heard earlier, there is a massive booklet which comes with the recording with all of the song lyrics so that you can sing along if you want to. We're going to hear 3 selections from an episode of Buffy, which was called Once More with Feeling, and was an original musical by Joss Whedon. Our first song is called Walk Through the Fire. It features the vocal talents of Sarah Michelle Gellar, James Masters, Emma Caulfield, Anthony Head, Allison Hannigan, Amber Benson, and Hinton Battle.
You're not ready for the world outside. You keep pretending, but you just can't hide. I know I said that I'd be standing by your side, but your path's unbeaten and it's all uphill, and you can meet it, but you never will. And I'm the reason that you're standing still, but I wish I could say the right words to lead you through this land. Wish I could play the father and take you by the hand. Wish I could stay. But now I understand, I'm standing in the way. The cries around you, you don't hear at all. 'Cause you know I'm here to take that call. So you just lie there when you should be standing tall. But I wish I could lay your arms down and let you rest at last. Wish I could slay your demons, but now that time is past. Wish I could stay. You're stalwart, standing fast, but I'm standing in the way. I'm just standing.
We have a duet up next for Sarah Michelle Gellar and James Masters, and they're joined by the chorus, and this is entitled Something to Sing About.
Life's a show and we all play our part. And when the music starts, we open up our hearts. It's all right if some things come out wrong. We'll sing a happy song and you can sing along. Where there's life, there's hope. Every day's a gift. Wishes can come true. With so long, you work so hard all day to be like other girls, to fit in this glittering world. Don't give me songs. Don't give me songs. Give me something to sing. So that's my refrain. I live in hell, 'cause I've been expelled from heaven. I think I was in heaven.
We have one more song from Once More with Feeling, which came from the series Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and the song is called Where Do We Go From Here? It's performed by Allison Hannigan, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Anthony Head, Nicholas Brandon Dawn, Emma Caulfield, James Masters, and Amber Benson.
Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here?
The battle's done and we kind of won, so we sound our victory cheer. Where do we go from here?
Why is the path unclear? When we know home is near.
Understand we'll go hand in hand.
Trumpets cheer.
cast of Buffy the Vampire's musical called Once More with Feeling, Allison Hannigan, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Anthony Head, Nicholas Brandon Dawn, Emma Caulfield, James Masters, and Amber Benson did Where Do We Go From Here?
And if I remember, the reason this was a musical was because there was a demon that cursed them and they had to sing all the time. At least that's what I think I remember. And if not, that's a really good premise for a musical on this type of show. Well, that's it for us. We hope you enjoyed this look at some original television musicals. We're still looking for more so we can do a part five. And as soon as we do, we have one or two, we will get to that. But next week, we are going to turn to the world of Disney for a show entitled Everybody Does Disney. So until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from The Dress Circle.
The Dress Circle is produced weekly by Otnacki Productions at WWFM, Trenton, New Jersey. For more information, visit our website at www.dcsro.com. Thank you for listening.